It is review after Liverpool 2, Aston Villa 0. It's Dan, Neil and Sean. We'll start, Sean, with the selections and Villa goal Gesand over Sancho. And I think this is important to reference because I think it does set a bit of a tone and give a bit of an indication to Slot and his staff about what they are going to do and whether they're going to go rogue in any way from their usual setup and shape. Because, you know, they could have maybe done Sancho to play wide right, to play really high and drop bombs into him and try and get him closer to Watkins. But I think the selection, I don't know if you agree, probably tells you that they are going to do more of what their conventional system is, which is be really, really narrow and compact and try and block space centrally. And that does work a lot in the game for them at times. But I think it's interesting from them. And also from us, the obvious thing to say is it's just the closest selection possible to a lineup from last season.
Yes, with Villa being on a good run of results, I'm not sure the form quite matches the results, but in terms of performance levels, I mean, you know, on the pitch, but results confidence means Emery's probably not going to want to come and do too much different.
Yeah,
I think having had the start to the season they've had, it's really important for him to make sure that his principles are consistent. And that I think he'd very much be in the mindset of this is the way we need to play, and the way we keep getting good results and even better results and better performances is by just being better at our principles. And therefore, I think Emery really wants to continue on that. And that does give you a little bit of a challenge in games like this where for your opponent, their weaknesses might be chalk and cheese to your style of play. But the problem is if you then bin everything you've been saying to the players for 5 weeks and go, I want you to play a completely different style for this one-off game in a cup tournament, and when you've got time to prepare, that makes sense. But I think with where Emery is with them, I think he's got to stick pretty much to where he's been in terms of game style and their patterns of play and plan. The selection of Gesand is interesting, especially the use of him, because I do think they were trying to give Martinez a more vertical option.